You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We've got one of my favorite, well, shoot, it's favorite guest day between you and Brewster Kell. We've got Andrew Morton. Andrew Morton heads up the philanthropy department for Handler Thayer. They're, golly, the best number one real estate firm for family offices and all kinds of other good stuff. But we've got Andrew on here today to talk a little bit about some of the celebrity philanthropy that he's been working on. Andrew, who's the guy next to you in the photo? He looks a little bit bigger than the president.
Yeah, it's too bad. Too bad this is a radio. I had a great visit on Tuesday. We had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar came to D.C. and really was just the perfect example of what celebrity philanthropy is all about. He was, some people know Kareem was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia and has been a real passionate advocate for cancer treatment and cancer funding. Was here for a Stand Up to Cancer event on Capitol Hill to advocate for an increase in the research budget for the National Institutes of Health.
Wow, so Stand Up to Cancer, that's a terrific group. Now, what else has Kareem been involved with?
Yeah, it was funny. Somebody asked him on Tuesday whether he considered himself a basketball player, an author, or a scholar, and he actually said he's first and foremost a scholar, and you just have to listen to him talk to understand how true that is. His passion is for STEM education, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and he's been on a mission to increase STEM experiences particularly for underprivileged communities in the inner cities. He's got an incredible program that he's funding in Los Angeles called, that's been renamed Camp Skyhook. And Camp Skyhook was an existing program through the Los Angeles Unified School District that, for lack of funding, was unable to provide many experiences for the kids. It's actually an outdoor education facility in the Angeles National Forest, about 45 minutes from L.A. You feel like you're, half a world from L.A. It literally feels like you're in the middle of nowhere and provides for a five-day outdoor education experience for inner-city kids to go out into the woods to measure plants and take water samples and be scientists and naturalists for a week. Through the funds that Kareem has been able to generate with the Skyhook Foundation, he's providing the resources to sort of bolster the L.A. Unified School District budget and reopen the program and make sure that there are kids that are coming in week after week instead of just over the summer.
Well, I'll make sure, by the way, that I post the picture on our Facebook and website as soon as we get this interview down and get it taped. We'll make sure that we use the photo of you and Kareem maybe as the icon for that interview. This is awesome.
Find a picture of Kareem in Camp Skyhook. People don't need to see me looking like I'm 4.5 feet tall.
At Camp Skyhook. I'm going to do that. Maybe you can send me one of the pictures and we can use that. Now, who else do you do business with? We talked a little basketball. Do you do any other sports?
Yeah, I've been working with Coach Didka on his organization. It's called Gridiron Greats, really incredible group that has for years and years. As most folks know, people may have heard this story about some of the long-term effects of tackle football. And I don't mind saying that I don't believe the league is doing a whole heck of a lot for the retired players. The guys that were traveling in a Greyhound bus and sleeping four-door room at the Super, at Motel 6, that sort of were the backbone of what the NFL is today. And, unfortunately, these guys, before free agency, before the salaries got to where they were, many of these guys are in dire need of medical services and dire need of financial assistance. So Coach established a nonprofit that raises money to provide emergency financial and health care opportunities for retired players and their families. Strictly need-based, there's an application process, and for anybody who qualifies, the organization doesn't provide cash resources directly to the player. They would provide the resources to third parties, whether it's a hospital, a doctor, a landlord, a utility company, a grocery store, any sort of opportunity to provide relief to these retired players who are in dire straits and need that help, which the league is not providing right now.
Oh, I think the league just wants them to rub some dirt on it and get back in the game. What else? You know, we've talked some athletes. How about the celebrity world for our folks out there that like to talk about, movie stars and stuff like that?
There's one of my it's funny, the first domino client, as I always as I call her, the one that I randomly crossed paths with about 12 years ago and wound up in this goofy practice is an actress named Julia Ormond, who is, back when I met her a dozen years ago, just struck me as one of the most articulate, intelligent individuals I'd ever met. Not celebrities. She was probably the first so-called celebrity that I'd ever had a conversation with. And Julia, at the time, was doing some work in the area of refugee relief, went on to really focus her efforts on human trafficking and slavery. She was the UN Goodwill Ambassador to Combat Trafficking and Slavery, formed a nonprofit called ASSET, the Alliance to Stop Slavery and End Trafficking. I did not come up with that on my own, I swear. DC is the home of the forced acronym. I didn't come up with that. She did. And she's, again, sort of exactly what celebrity philanthropy does best, and that's being an advocate, drawing attention to a cause that perhaps isn't getting the kind of attention that it should get. And she has testified on Congress. She's testified before the UN Security Council. She's done some tremendous work in terms of trying to raise awareness about the face of human trafficking and slavery. It did not go away in 1865. It's still around even in this country. And she's just really been amazing at highlighting the issue. She was singularly responsible for developing a law in California that now requires major corporations to disclose their policies on combating trafficking and slavery in their raw materials supply chain. So again, exactly what celebrities do best is bring attention to an issue and sort of put it on the radar screen of the grassroots, put it on the radar screen of government agencies, of politicians, and use what they bring to the table in terms of a spotlight to get something done on a really substantive level.
Now, we've talked about what they do. What is it that you do for them?
That's a good question. My job's a lot easier. I'm legal counsel. So, my job is really just to make sure that as they're out there doing this work, as they're forming nonprofits and raising money, collecting contributions, sending tax receipts, that sort of thing, that it's all done to the highest standard of best practices and all legal requirements. Unfortunately, we sort of live in a world where folks think of nonprofits as just this sort of touchy-feely, kumbaya, kind of thing, and they don't realize that nonprofits are corporations. Nonprofits are every bit of business as ExxonMobil, as Microsoft, and they have a tremendous amount of compliance responsibility. And my job is simply, it's the easy part. I just have to make sure that as they're out there doing the work, as they're out there raising attention, as they're sort of putting folks in a position to move the needle on these causes, that it's all done to the highest standards of nonprofit law.
Andrew, we only have a couple of minutes left, and I want to make sure your associate back at the office emails me the email addresses or the websites, and we can put those up on our web for the charities and philanthropies that we've talked about, and maybe you can even give me a couple more. We only have a couple of minutes left, and I want to get a little bit more deep into the kinds of things that make you a different type of person. What are you doing this summer?
Not too open-ended of a question. You're leading towards the. You like this endurance racing stuff, don't you?
That's what I want to talk about. I don't want to hear about how you're going to go eat croissants in France. I want to talk about the cycling.
No. I'm going to be part of a team riding my bike from Oceanside, California, to Annapolis, Maryland. At least that's the plan. 3,020 miles in about a week. So we'll see how that works out. And I know you've got a cycling hook for the next guest. So hopefully that'll tee it up for you nicely.
Oh, you're absolutely the best. I want to thank Andrew Morton today coming on and talking about philanthropy. Our next segment is going to be about Lauren Book and her walk. You know, Andrew, thanks so much for coming on. And if you want to stay on a little bit, we could talk about what you do for some of your celebrity clients to help them throw events. You got a couple more minutes?
Always.
All right, well, stick with us. We'll be right back after this break with more Andrew Morton, and then we'll talk a little bit about Lauren Book with some good celebrity discussions about their philanthropies. Good people doing good. Profile today in the second half of Freedom Business. D, it's yours.